The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Don Daf Peches. We have the sugya that starts on the previous Daf Peches about Mashakona Yishakona Bailo, where a father wants to give his daughter something, but since he was a mudar hano michosnoi, so he has a problem giving to his daughter, because mashakana yishakana bali, he has to give to the daughter in a way, he has to find a loophole to give to the daughter in a way that's not nichnas, whatever he wants to give, whatever allowance, allotment, money he wants to give to his daughter does not go through the bailus of the husband. And the Gemara discusses the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, which is really a Machlekes Tanoim, by Eved. If we say that an Eved, Mashkana Eved Kana Raboi, Mashkana Isha Kana Bailo, is the Pshat that an Isha and Eved does not have a Yad Bechlal, Ki'ilu, she doesn't have a Yad Lekinyin. Oh no, she has a Yad Lekinyin. There's a din of Tzchir that she's Zoicha, and that Tzchir is for him. The Gemara is whether he can be, give it to her, and he gives it to her amanas she'en le bailech rishus boy, or it has to be given to her kilo. It's not even given to her; just it's put in her rishus for her eating, but she's not really zoichen. That's really the gist of the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Without getting into all the pratim of the sugya, but just to bring out a interesting halacha ma'isa point, we'll just discuss a few pratim. Whenever we have machlokes Rav and Shmuel, we have to ask ourselves, on the one hand, the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel over here is in Hilchos Nedarim. Nedarim is Isur, Hilchos Kirav be Isur. However, a lot of the place can pass from Shmuel, that's because the Machlokes, by nature, is a Machlokes in Dine Momenis. If it's a Machlokes in Dine Momenis, Halacha is like Shmuel. Even though we have many places in Shas where the Sugya is Isur, we have the Sugya by us, where it's a Shalom, how to get away from the Isur Mudar, not Isur. There's also a sugya nozer dav chavdal rav aleph legabe an isha who's a nozer bringing a korban, and the Gemara says how should bring a korban, where should get nechasim from. The Gemara goes through the same discussion. We have a sugya in Sanhedrin dav ayin aleph legabe that a ben soiru moirer, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk that it has to be that he stole from his father and his mother. The Gemara wants to know where does his mother have for him to steal from. Today we would understand he stole from his mother's purse, but if we look at money as halachically belong to the father, where is that a mice exhale from the person of the mother? The Gemara again goes to the same discussion. Another shmuz, the Gemara talks l'gabi eved, the Gemara sugi himself about peches, l'gabi an eved having a carbon pesach. Where is an eved having a carbon pesach? The same discussion. How does a person who doesn't have a yad get, does he really have a yad but the bal zoicha? Or he doesn't have a yad b'chlal, in which case that would preclude him owning something, l'gabi carbon pesach, l'gabi the other sugi that we met. So Lamaisa, a lot of the place can pass like Shul, it seems to be the way the Rambam Shulchan Aruch passed. Now, the Gemara that we mentioned in Nozir, where the Gemara wants to know how does she have property, how does she have possessions, the Gemara says over there, one text, the Gemara says in Nozir, that Kof Dalet, is that she was given money, Amanah She'en Le Bailech Rishus Boy. The other Pshat, the Gemara says, is that she was Mitzamtzem B'Isosom. The reason why she has money is because she was mitzamtzem in her intake, in her expenses, in her food intake. Tosfos asks the kasha that the Gemara clearly says in Ksubis that when there's something called hadofas mizonei sale, when she was given money by the husband for her weekly allowance, the sugya in Ksubis in the fifth pack, the sixth pack talks about barichos, how much money is necessary, which type of woman, she's nursing, she's pregnant, she's living by herself, with children, without children, etc. The halacha is that hadovas mizaynis, say whatever is left over from her mizaynis goes labal, goes back to the baal. So as that stay by her, that she should have independent financing to be able to bring a carbon nozer. Tosfos says that it depends what we're talking about. Tosfos says that if we're talking about that she was given a certain amount of money and then the price of food dropped sharply, so she's left over with money. True, that means that the money was left over. The husband was yotzi de chevasa by his wife. The extra money goes back to the husband. However, if we're talking about Tzimtzum Atzmo, that she taka was mitzamtim herself in what she ate, she pushed herself past her comfort level, she was supported on a certain level and she didn't live on that level in order to be mekameit, the halacha is that it stays by her because that's her ma'aser yadayim. Not a ma'aser yadayim. That's her mezoinis. Her mezoinis is she's holding on to it for whatever she wants to. She was mitzamtim in mezoinis for that. Now, if we hold like Shmuel, that we don't say mashakon yishakon or bailo, so then the teretz of the Gemara of Tzimtzim of the Yisasa L'choy is not relevant, because we have the other teretz of the Gemara. But the Gemara says that money was given to the wife, Almanah She'ein, that your husband doesn't have it, and that would be enough. It's only according to Rav, the Mashakon Yishakon and Bailo, that you can't give the woman her natural, you can't give her a natural maton. So the Gemara has to answer Tzimtzim of Yisasa. But according to Shmuel, and we just said we pass on like Shmuel, in which case, Mashakana Isha Loikana Baila, it's only that Isha is Zoicher, her husband is Zoicher from her. Does she not have a Yad? Of course she has a Yad. So if money was given to her almanas that her husband doesn't have it, the money stays by her. So there's no Makor to say Tzimtzim Yisosa. But Lamaisa, the Rad by us, in Afeches, brings it back in Yenig Amor Tzimtzim Yisosa La Alocha. La Alocha he brings it. Furthermore, in Tosis over there, when Tosis asks the Kasha, Tosis also brings two terutzim. How is it that Tzimtzum Yisasa would give her independent wealth? L'chayra, Hadavas Mezoinis goes to the husband. Tosis' first teretz is, we are Mezoinis not by the husband, because the husband, we was talking about where the husband said, see Mezoinis Eich, see Maisei Daibim Mezoinis Eich. The husband made her financially independent. Husband could do that, the wife could do that. The wife could say she doesn't want to be supported by the husband, she wants to be able to support herself. She won't get mezoinis, but she'll also be able to keep her money. Women could do that, especially today. We have sometimes a second marriage where the couple feels more comfortable with the wife being financially independent. Theoretically, that's a vehicle that could be used. See, mezoinis sayich, b'maisi adayich. And she'll be self-supporting, self-sufficient. In that case, there's no makor to the chiddush that we said before. Tosfos says in his second teretz, which is b'shem the Ram, Tosfos says that there's a difference between tzimtzum or yisoso, where she actually denied herself, and that's how she got extra money, then it belongs to her, as opposed to money where the cost of groceries went down, and that money she would have to give back to the husband. If we say like the first Tais of Tais, then we don't have a makor to the second Chiddush of Tais, that where she scrimped on groceries, that money would belong to her. All this plays into a tshuva. There's a few tshuvas really in different achronim, but there's a tshuva from the Maria Asad. Maria Asad was one of the G'dolei, the same door as the Chassam Sofer. He was the God Lador of Moravia, the neighboring part of Central Europe, of Germany, next to where the Chassam Sofer lived, and the two of them were Yedide Nefesh. And the Maria Sad in a tshuva discusses all this stuff, and what's lalocha, what's not lalocha. Biyachas to a shayla where a husband and wife were at odds, and the husband ended up finding in one of his wife, you know, picture the proverbial under the mattress or under the sock drawer, found a large wad of bills that his wife had been squirreling away for years. When asked, the woman said, "Chalila, I didn't steal it from my husband." She was mitzamtzim in her household expenditures, and with that, she saved money. She put herself aside a nest egg. This could be negay. A couple gets divorced, and it turns out that the woman has been for the last 25 years. Things have never been too hot, never been too great between them. She's been putting away, she opened up a separate bank account, and she's been putting away, she could have $50,000 there saved from over the last 25 years. Does the money belong to her? Does the money belong to him? Let's say she wasn't financially independent. There was no tzi, maisiya daich, b'mzernisayich. She was taking out money that she was given for household sums. Now, if she saved money because there was a sale, that's Hadolfo's Mezoinisayich, that's Huzal Mezoinisayich. But let's say she says, and let's say it's reasonable to assume that Shitaka was quite efficient and she made a dollar stretch into two. She made herself crazy to hunt down every bargain basement sale, and because of that she saved in household expenses, she put the money away. Does the money belong to her? Does the money belong to him? Again, it depends all this how we pass it. But Lamaisa, since we see that the Rishonim bring down the din of the Ram, the Teretz and Tosfos, where she was in Tzamtzim Yisosel L'Chor, then she would be zeichet to the money. There is something interesting. Oh, we'll leave that over for Rav Moshe for a second. When Maria Sad really rejects this whole kivun by pointing out something else. He says that this whole discussion of does the extra money stay by her, does the extra money not stay by her, is all in the times of Chazal. The Mishnah in the Mishnayos and Ksuba set up a system that if a husband is not living with his wife, he's supporting her, she's living someplace else, he's supporting her. How much money does he have to put kilu into a bank account for her to live off every week? L'chayra, bizman hazeh, we're talking about something else. We're talking about, b'derech kalal, husband and wife make up what's reasonable for that week's allowance, obviously before Pesach it changes, and how much money he has to give her from whatever money he has, how much money he has to give her for that week's expenses. And one of the kids needs braces, so that will have to go up. If it's 2 weeks before camp starts, and the wife has to go shopping and buy everybody new sneakers and new bathing suits, etc., etc., new suitcases to take to camp, duffel bags, so then obviously that will go up. If we're talking about a schum that's kavur between the two of them, says the Maria Assad, that she was never zoich in the money. If we're talking about a wife has a schus mizoynis and her husband has to give her four dinar or whatever it says in the Mishnah over there, depending on which type of woman, those four dinar that the husband gave, she was zoicha. But over here, we're, let's say they make up that this week's expenses are $1,500. And he gives $1,500. The pshat, she's zoicha in the $1,500? Or she's spending his money? She was zoicha? So how can we talk about if she was mitzamtzim, that she was zoicha in the extra money, and she keeps that, and if she puts it into a separate bank account, it stays hers. She was never zoicha. The money was never hers. So Maria said, really, zoicha, again, this is very selective to the situation. A dying today will have to paskin based on really getting into the nitty gritty of how financially they ran their marriage. There's another point Rav Moshe mentions in Igros Moshe Eben Ezer Kuvov, where he says that Tzimtzum Ayde Toirach, where a woman really, really had to work hard. She was running to the other end of Bar Park for a 39-cent container of apple juice and whatever it is. Tzimtzum Ayde Toirach, he says, is that already goes to her, because that's already as if, kielu as if she didn't eat lunch every day. Imagine, let's say, a woman decided that she wants a nest egg for the next 2 years. She went without buying herself new clothing, even though her clothing desperately needed to be changed. Plus, she skipped lunch every day. All in the name of precious, of course. Really, what she wanted was financial independence. So she put aside the money, what she was mitzamtzim, what she gave her kids. That money would go to herself, because that's really mizoynis money. But what about where she's just tichtig, like we say in Yiddish? She knows how to make a dollar stretch. She's good. She knows how to get, she knows how to bargain with the guy on the phone, she knows how to get a better deal. That, Rav Moshe says, would have a din of Ma'aseh Yadayim. That's the same way a woman who knows how to invest money, Ma'aseh Yadayim goes to the husband, it's one of the schusim that a husband has connected mizoynis. If she's able to make a dollar stretch and to make it last into to turn into $1.50, better than most people, that's called Ma'aseh Yadayim. That's what she does professionally. Again, what's the gvul, what's the red line between this being Ma'aseh Yadayim and that being Tzimtzum Mizoynis? I don't know. One has to dan each case separately, but we're just discussing, throwing out some of the guidelines for defining whether the money is Mizoynis money and it's hers, and then she is financially independent, or we say that no, that money belongs to him, either it was never hers, or even when she has it, it's called Ma'aseh Yadayim, in which case the money that she saves is really, like the old saying says, a penny saved is a penny earned. It's true. If the penny saved is a form of earning, then that money goes back to the husband. That's what Rav Moshe is telling us. Just bring one last halacha l'maaseh discussion where these issues come to the fore. Is there's a tshuva in the tshuva sefer of Rabbi Yitzchak HaChanon, the Ein Yitzchak, I think, where Rabbi Yitzchak HaChanon discusses a bocher gave. There was some type of Purim carnival. This story has repeated itself through the generations in different variations. The bocher gave the girl a ring. He gave, what was the ma'aseh? No, the daughter had the ring. The daughter was a ring that the father had given her. The daughter gave the ring to the bocher, and the bocher was mekadesh with it. And the question is asked, when the girl has the ring, does the ring belong to hers? Is it hers to be makna? This is really a whole suit at the end of Bava Kama that talks about clothing that are bought for a wife and children. Do they belong to the one who wears it, or belongs to the father? They're wearing his begotten. But the question that Rizal Khan threw around and discussed from all the tzadim was whether the money that she's zarka from her father, whether she bets him as a yad, and it becomes hers, in which case she can zaka to the bocher, and the kedushin is a kedushin, or no. The yad that she has really since Mashakono goes to the father, that means that she doesn't have a yad bechlal, similar to what we're discussing now, in which case she wasn't zarka in the ring belongs to the father. The Kedush is not Kedush. Again, it comes up, this type of theme is not the most usual, but it does come up, halacha mais, like we said before, a case where a woman puts aside money is quite common in slug of wars, unfortunately in cases of Gerusha, but it should be borne in mind some of the klolim, the Dvar Ho'elu.